The truth discovered, compiled by other columnist Sister Valerie Edwards of Newbury in the UK. Chapter 14. The blessing of a family in Christ. Submitted by Sister Mary Woodgate of Bournemouth Winton in the UK. Thinking back over the years about my conversion to the truth, I was trying to remember all the details which contributed to my decision to be baptised. I'll start 40 years ago, before I was born I might add. The local ecclesia in Birmingham, Washwood Heath, decided to canvass an area near to three schools where we lived to start up another Sunday school in the local primary school. This was in addition to the Sunday school already being run in the ecclesial hall. I don't know who the canvassers were, but my parents agreed to send all three of us girls to the Sunday school on the understanding that the Bible was taught and not any variations from this. Although they themselves did not attend church, my parents wanted us to have the opportunity to learn about God, for us to make our own decisions when we were old enough. I started Sunday school at the age of three and walked up the road with my two older sisters, refusing to begin with to leave their sides. Sunday school was at 3 p.m, so Sunday lunch was spent learning proofs. A great importance was put on this, trying to be word perfect. Even now my mother can remember some of them. She used to patiently drum them into my head. Sunday school outings were a highlight. Mum used to accompany us and enjoy the day out. It was a way of getting to know the people we were mixing with. Looking back now, Mum will say that she felt we were safe in the company of Christadelphians. They were reliable and we were well looked after. CYC played its part. I used to enjoy the activities and the company. We always had a study, but that I must admit was not my favourite part of the evening. We were never left to make our own way home, and I think my parents warmed to this caring way. I remember one particular Sunday school teacher and her husband, to whom I became attached. We used to go to their house and on one occasion sat and mended Sunday school hymn books. It sounds boring, but it wasn't. I find it hard to accept even now that this particular brother and sister have since left the truth. How can a couple who did such a great deal to influence my way of life have lost their faith or belief? As a teenager, I do not think I was a very good Sunday school scholar. The awkward years, my mother says. I think I can truthfully admit to this. I found it hard accepting that Christadelphians, who were in the minority, had the truth, whereas the majority did not. How, as a teenager, do you stand out from the crowd? I found it difficult to accept certain interpretations against the Trinity and the devil when the day school taught otherwise. I have since never underestimated the valuable work of a Sunday school teacher, however harrowing it might be. I left school at the age of 15 and attended the evening lectures. I went primarily to be with the youngsters there, but listened to the talks, particularly when Brother Vaughan Rowland spoke. He made you feel as if he was personally speaking to you, and he had such an easy, memorable style. When I started work, I did not go to the meetings regularly. I continued, although not regularly, to read my Bible. The importance of this from Sunday school days stayed with me. I knew that the Christadelphians had the truth, but somehow was not ready to commit myself. I was at the awkward age, being neither adult nor child. I don't think it was my happiest time between the ages of 16 and 19 years. At the age of 19, I made a decision that I would not regret, although it was quite out of character. I decided not only to leave home, but also to move away to another area and start again. I worked for what is now British Telecom and applied for a transfer in my job. My reasons for moving would not make me a priority on the transfer list, I was told, and there was a 7-year waiting list anyway. I applied for my transfer in August 1969, and in October 1969, 3 months later, I started work in my new job, 150 miles away from home. The vacancy offered was almost identical to the job I'd been doing for the previous 3 years, and I have never doubted that this was God working in my life. What about accommodation? I needed somewhere to live. I knew one Christabel Finn in this new town, and he found a family I could stay with. This eased my mother's worrying, knowing I would be staying with Christabel Finns. The family did not know me or I them, nor to the point did they know if I wanted to attend the meetings or how I felt about the truth, yet they still offered me accommodation. They became and still are a family to me, and their house a home to me. Their example of practical Christianity came just when it was much needed, and their love of the truth was so apparent, and I can never remember feeling anything but acceptance by them. I received instruction shortly after my move and was baptized 5 months later.